Hello, we are not available now.
GMG Cleaners.
Hey, is this Eugene?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Eugene, it's Nico at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good. Hey, did you happen to, you know, have time to take a look at that offer that I had emailed over to you?
Actually, I have not received anything.
Oh, really? I emailed it to gmgcleaners@yahoo.com.
I did not see anything come through.
Really? Huh. Maybe, that's weird. Alright, let me resend that right now, but when we were talking, it seemed like you might have had some need for some extra cash on hand. Is that still the case?
Well, we're still kind of leaning. If we can kind of avoid that, that's great. But, you know, it's always an option down the line, especially since we're doing some renovation to our facility, so...
Right, right. Are you planning on using, like, going the financing route, or are you using your own personal capital?
So far, we've been using our own personal capital.
Okay. Okay. So, I'm seeing here, I think it should have gone through on the 26th of September. So, I'm showing the last time.
26th. Let me just double check.
It could have gone into the spam folder, maybe.
Let me check my spam. Oh, there it is. I apologize. Spam filter, of course, right?
Yep. I can imagine probably get a bunch of these things. But yeah, I mean, essentially what it is the program in itself, it's designed to give you unsecured cash, the loan. So it means that you can use the money for whatever reason that you want. And if it's for the renovation, obviously it's one of, you know, multiple reasons you can use the cash for. It's a good reason to use the cash for. You know, is there like a time frame that you're kind of looking to possibly do this renovation?
Well, actually, we're currently doing the renovation right now. Can you hold on, please? I'm sorry.
Yeah, not a problem.
Sure. Hi.
Do you want to do management? Yes. New owner.
Yeah, actually, it's not so much alterations. It needs to be dry cleaned, but it also has got a few minor tears. The paper's missing a button or two, a couple of spots.
Completely understand. A lot of times, you know, that's I would say.
Okay, is this something that you want to move forward with? Hey, fill in by chance.
Which maybe you will be able to forward an email if I sent you some information.
Massive shirts. I've got two that are...
Right now I'm gathering all of these things and I haven't done it.
Alright, thank you.
Okay, when I see you there, we love to talk about the company. This credit is in the office, but you have $150.
And Saturday, okay?
Saturday's fine.
Okay. So, let's look at that.
Alright, great. There you go.
Thank you.
Have a nice one.
You're up.
Sorry about that, Nico.
Yeah, not a problem. Yeah, so I mean, essentially, you're currently in this renovation and everything, and you're just possibly looking for some cash to maybe cover the cost, because I know taking money out of pocket's not always the nicest thing to do when you got to dip in there.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely want to look at interest rate and
well, yeah.
all that stuff. So
yeah, all that good jazz, right? I mean. Yeah. With this renovation, is it like an expansion of the current building? Like, what exactly are you doing? Kind of give me a little perspective on my end here.
No, actually, it's more of a kind of refreshing the face of the business, repainting. We actually just took out the carpeting, so we need to have the floors kind of cleaned up and redone.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a new dressing room added. So we want to be able to have that all taken care of, lighting and whatnot. So,
okay. Do you currently have kind of like the total cost that, you know, this renovation will run you? Kind of some numbers
that
can play.
We're trying to close out on the quotes by the end of the week. So.
Oh, you're trying to close out on the quotes by the end of the week?
Yes.
Okay. So here's what I can do on my end. So what happens is I can't give you definitive numbers or anything like that because that's, you know, giving you false pretenses. But usually with the working capital loan, because it's an unsecured cash loan, and we deposit the money directly into your business account, what it does is gives you the ability to just use the cash for whatever reasons and however you would like to. So like I said originally, this is a good idea, I guess for the renovation. But to get you the numbers, what we have is a simple one-page application that we have you fill out. It's basic information about the business, you know, how long you've been there, what you guys are doing, et cetera, et cetera. Simple things like ownership breakdown, stuff like that. And then we ask for a few more documents to get you the best possible amount that we can get you approved for. Because what this program essentially does is, think of it, the best way to put it is you can imagine it as like a line of credit, right? But it's not necessarily a line of credit. What we do is we get you approved for the most amount of money possible. You get to choose the amount that you would like to use, and then we set you up on the terms, things like that. But because it's not a line of credit, we actually can get you approved for more cash because it's based off of net sales and not credit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so so essentially what we're able to do is free up around 10 to 15% of your top line revenue as unsecured cash for the business. Do you happen to know what the business did for its net sales back in 2015?
No, I do not. No.
Any type of ballpark, maybe?
I want to say it's roughly about about 130, 140, somewhere around there.
Okay, that's not bad at all. Usually that, yeah, so with that type of number, it'll free up around, let's see here. I'm going to play with some numbers real quick. Give me a second. Yeah, free up around 13 to 21,000 around there, just based off preliminary. Just that's very preliminary. But like I said, we try and get you approved for the most amount. And the good thing about us, Eugene, is that we're not going to wait like your bank does to give you an answer, you know, 3 months down the line and tell you that you're not approved. Our turnaround rate's about 24 hours once you get the application and all the other documents in, and we can get you an answer on the approval. So you can actually have an answer before your quotes come in on Friday, so you know how much money you can, you know, work with.
Okay.
Does that sound like something, you know, you'd be interested in?
Well, I can, I'll definitely speak to my wife. You know, we both make business decisions, so, you mm-hmm. know, we always want to talk it over and see best option. But I can run it by her and see if she wants to proceed with that.
Okay. Would you like me to send over the application and kind of the other documents that I would need?
Sure. Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, because
I have you off of the spam.
Yeah, because I mean, honestly, it takes 30 minutes to fill out that piece of paper, the application, and grabbing the bank statements and the tax return is very simple. You just, you know, pull it off a PDF if you have that saved online or whatever. Do you guys also take credit cards?
Yes, we do.
Okay, so then with that, we'll also need probably just 4 months of your most recent merchant statements. Do you think that'll be something?
We actually just took over the business about 2 months ago.
Okay, I mean, 2 months is fine. Whatever you have with your current with the current business.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll put all that in the email and everything. And, you know, once you talk it over with your wife, and if you'd like to proceed, give me a call. I can probably walk you through the application if you would like, but it's pretty straightforward. And sure. Like I said, the quicker that you get me that, the quicker I can get you the answer. So if you want to get an answer before Friday, you can either try and get it in by the end of the day today or even by the end of the day tomorrow, and I can see if, you know, we can work with some numbers by Friday so that when you have those quotes, boom, you know how much you, you know, can use, how much you can borrow from us, and see what we can do.
Okay, well, definitely. I'll touch base with my wife, and we'll go ahead and if we want to proceed, we'll go ahead and contact you then.
Awesome. All right, that sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate the call, Nico.
Yeah, of course. It was good catching up with you. Maybe, you know, is there a time that you would like me to follow up? Do you want me to follow up, what, Friday or Monday?
I'd probably say maybe like on Monday.
Okay. I'll follow up on Monday. Yeah. Perfect.
All right.
All right, Eugene. I'll send that over now with, you know, what I'll need. If you got any questions, feel free to email me or even give me a call, okay?
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.